Want to get to my next guest. He called right on time. In fact, he called before time. He was early. He's on it. He's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 36 receptions, 253 yards. He had a receiving touchdown last year. More than 850 yards as a returner last season. He was a two-time All-American. He was an All-ACC-er in North Carolina. He was the 133rd pick in the 2017 draft. The Steelers open up at New England on September 8th, 8:20 p.m. Eastern. If you want to make a note of that, Ryan Switzer is my guest. Ryan, good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Jim, what's up, man?
What's up? Good, man. How you doing?
Can't complain. Just enjoying this off season, getting ready for OTAs, man. It's been good.
Good. Lots I want to get caught up with you about, so let me start right here. Why don't we start first with what it's like to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because you came over to Pittsburgh last year in a preseason trade, and now that you've got a season under your belt, what's it like throwing on the black and gold and playing in that town?
Yeah, it's honestly been it's been a crazy journey these first 2 years, but to end up, you know, I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia. It's just like 3.5 hours down the road. So to kind of end up in Pittsburgh, a team that, you know, I followed when I was younger and saw some games at Heinz Field, and being a city where I'm so familiar with, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, having that year under my belt here just to kind of process everything, I love it here. I mean, I love Pittsburgh. It's kind of similar to the hometown I grew up. Organization's been great. So I've definitely enjoyed my first year.
Ryan Switzer joining us. Now, Ryan, when you talk about it being kind of a crazy journey, I think what you're talking about is when you arrived in Pittsburgh last year, that was the second time in five months that you had been traded. Look, you know it's a business. You understand that. But what's it like to go through something like that?
Yeah, it was certainly something I didn't expect to happen, you know, being drafted, you know, in the fairly early rounds to Dallas. I figured, you know, I'd at least finish my first contract there. And then to be hit with an unexpected trade just a year later, going to Oakland, moving all the way out there to West Coast with my wife, and then, you know, 4 months later having to be back over here on the East Coast. It was just a lot of unfamiliarity, a lot of uncertainty, not really knowing what was going on and what was really the reasoning behind all of it. But I think ultimately, you know, I landed in a spot where they had a need for me and a want for me. And, you know, I enjoyed being back on the East Coast, back, you know, close to home. So I think I finally found, you know, some stable footing.
Yeah, to me, Ryan, that's a really honest and candid response, which I appreciate and I respect. Let me ask you one just quick follow-up, because you and I spoke nearly 3 years ago when you were killing it in North Carolina, and then, as you point out, you were drafted by the Cowboys, and you actually made the all-rookie team in 2017, but then mm-hmm. you get traded a couple of times. Did your confidence take any kind of a hit, or did you know deep down, look, I know I belong here and I know I can play at a high level?
No, I forgot entirely that I belonged in the NFL. You know, to say that I really had any type of confidence left is an overstatement, I think. Yeah, the two trades were really rough on me. Like I said, just the uncertainty of everything that was going on and you know, it being so out of my control. It was really the first time in my life that something, you know, like that was out of my control, and I couldn't really do anything about it. So I didn't know what to expect, man. And I didn't know, you know, how much longer, you know, just being a year into the NFL is crazy. I didn't know how much longer I had just because of the way things had been shaping up, you know, that past 6 months. But, you know, 365 days later, it's really crazy how everything changes in a year and, you know, how you can go from being, you know, at the bottom of your thinking to the top of it is pretty remarkable.
Ryan Switzer joining us. Again, I really respect that response. And then you go from a situation where the coaches had stopped talking to you to your first week in Pittsburgh, and Mike Tomlin pulls you aside and says, look, you're not just a return man. You're more than that to us. What did that mean to hear that from him at that time?
Oh, I mean, that first week was incredible, man. Just the camaraderie and the well wishes that I got from teammates, from guys I didn't know. And then, you know, like you said, that conversation with Coach T, you know, him going out of his way and just casually being like, make sure you're on your game. Like, make sure you know your stuff. You're going to be in there against Cleveland, who was our first, you know, first game. I got there like a week before that game. And, you know, for him to say, you know, I better be on my P's and Q's with this playbook because he's going to throw me in there was definitely a confidence booster just because, you know, I didn't really know where I stood when I got to Pittsburgh in terms of my role. I didn't ask too many questions. I was just happy that I found a home. You know, and then as the season progressed, my role constantly expanded as the coaches, as Ben, as the offense learned more about me and what I could do. And, you know, ultimately I found my spot. I had a pretty decent role for a guy who showed up a week before the season. And, you know, now I get a whole offseason to prove my worth even more so.
You bet. Pittsburgh Steeler Ryan Switzer is my guest, and it wasn't just the coach. Ben Roethlisberger also reached out to you pretty quickly. What do you remember about that, and what did that tell you about how much they wanted you that Ben was reaching out to?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I met Ben. I was like a kid at a candy shop, man. I was just, you know, nervous. I had watched Ben growing up when I was a kid, so to actually – not only get to meet him, but to be on the same team as a teammate was awesome. And, you know, like you said, he went out of his way to, you know, I'm not saying he took me under his wing or anything, but he definitely made my situation more comfortable for me. You know, he took time out to make sure him and I were on the same page. And then as the season grew, like I said, and we became around each other more often, you know, as the mistakes that I made, we were able to correct. We just kind of, he gained trust in me. I kind of learned what he was expecting from me. I learned what he wanted from me. And it ultimately helped, you know, our relationship and our football relationship grow. And, you know, I just think there's so much more we can tap into, so much more potential, you know, from him and I that I'm looking forward to this season.
We're talking to Ryan Switzer. You know, Ryan, when you look at it, going into last season, you had a total of 6 receptions for 41 yards. Then you go there and you put up 36 receptions for 250 yards. And as you point out, and I pointed out, you got there right before the season. You did all that arriving just before the start of the year. Now you've had a full season with the Steelers, and you've got a chance to go through all the offseason workouts. How excited are you for this season, and what are your expectations?
Oh, man, I'm super excited to get going. I was in Charlotte training, and, you know, as soon as I got back to Pittsburgh in April, man, it was just incredibly warming to be back. And like you said, I get a whole offseason now. This will be my first time, you know, in my NFL career going into my third season that I'm going into a season back-to-back with teams. So I know the system inside and out now. I think I've created some great relationships on the team. I think the team knows me. They know who I am as a person, which I think is big for your on the field relationship. So I think now it's a fair game for me and for everyone else to kind of judge my game and see what kind of NFL player I can be.
Hey Ryan, let me ask you a couple of really quick things before you go off the field. Last week you spent some time at the UMPC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. It wasn't just a visit. You were there for the Children's Hospital prom. You got your face painted. You did your thing on the dance floor. What was that experience like for you, and what did you take away from it?
Oh, you know what, Jim? It was something I don't remember for a long time. I've been going over there, you know, it's about 15 minutes for me. I've been going over there, try to make it every Friday since we started doing that the catch-a-thon where we were raising money for the Children's Hospital in December. So it's been great, and that experience was awesome, just to see the smile on the kids' faces, the children who were, you know, not fortunate enough to be able to go to prom, to see something like that, an event held like that, was really special. And like I said, I'll remember for a long time, and I'm sure those kids will too.
Good for you. Well done. Listen, when you and I spoke also back in 2016, if my memory serves, and I think I'm right, we talked about how hyped you were about a new vacuum cleaner. Earlier this month, you tweeted, "Do those Roombas really work?" My man, are you leaving traditional vacuum cleaner nation for the Roomba? Have you made up your mind yet?
Listen, man, I am. two dogs have kind of shifted my thinking very much so. I mean, the Shark that we spoke about has been fantastic. It's worked for my wife and I for the last, you know, 3-4 years. And we're not going to retire her completely, but walking around after you vacuum a day later, 24 hours later, and seeing dog hair is really upsetting. So hopefully this robot can get the job done without causing me too much stress.
Bro, that is really upsetting. That upsets me too. I see you working. Listen, John Wick Chapter 3 goes nationwide today. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this, but have you seen it, and how was it? Because I haven't seen it yet, and I want to see it. What do you think?
Dude, John Wick is a badass dude, man. It was a fantastic movie. Great. Obviously, the action was great. We went and saw a premiere of it a couple weeks ago, but it's definitely worth to see. I actually just got trying to get the new John Wick skin on Fortnite, man. So I'm all in on Big John.
Man, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm all in on Big John, too. Wick is great. Wick is awesome. I'm really hyped to hear that. Ryan Switzer landing in Pittsburgh, coming off a big year and expecting even a bigger year this coming year. My man, so good to get caught up, Ryan. I appreciate you. I appreciate that conversation. Let's make sure we do it again soon.
Yeah, Jim. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
You got it. That was fun. Good job, Ryan. Ryan Switzer.